latte belly, occasional misses from a Southwest 8 cafe.
This year for me has been about changing. It wasn't something I sought, it was just something that happened, and once it started happening, I tried to maybe control the bits I could, but with other bits I just learned to, you know, let the change happen, as someone said to me back in the spring. About 9 months ago, I was still in the hotel. I'd been living in the hotel for coming up to 5 months, didn't get out of the hotel till Christmas Eve. And it was around the first week of December. It was a Monday morning. I think it was the day after the ex had finished with me. And I woke up at 5 a.m. and I was unable to get to sleep. Actually, I'm having difficulty telling this story, because there's a woman a couple of tables away. Regular. She's always in here. It's Saturday morning. It's 9:30, and she's here all done up. And I'm just getting an eye full of thong here. I don't understand that. She's got her kids with her. I don't quite understand the thong. I've been with girlfriends who wear the thong. I understand the whole VPL angle, but I don't know. Anyway, let's try and forget about the thong. So okay, actually here she comes. Right, so I was in bed, and it was like this most awful epiphany. It was a moment that I'd never had before. It was a moment I haven't had since. That bleak feeling in the mornings has never left me, I have to say, but it's gotten better, and I know how to deal with it. And it was a moment where everything just hit me. The catalogue of failure and disappointment and losses. And even though career-wise I'd been successful up to a point, I realized that I'd been failing even when I was winning. And I'd been failing for a long time as a person. The irony is that I think I've now become the person, or am well on the way to becoming the person I should have been, managing my life better, making better decisions, someone that can be relied upon to make good decisions. But it's all come too late to hang on to what I had. I can't say for sure that if I'd been this way that the ex wouldn't have gone. I mean, she would have needed to change as well. There were a lot of issues with her. I think I took the brunt of the blame. I was very hard on myself looking back. I could never be the person that she needed me to be, because she never gave me that chance, and there was just too much pressure on me to be something. You can't, I don't think you can get to where you need to get if you've got that kind of pressure on you. The irony is, as I say, I'm now, I think, well on the way to becoming the person I need to be, primarily for myself. It's about myself now. I can't do or change anything about what's happened. I wish that this change had happened a lot earlier in my life. But, you know, people tell me better late than never, and that there's still plenty of life to live, and I can live it in this better way. I can't just, you know, what happened to me last year and the way I was hurt, I'd hurt, you know, people like that before I got hurt. So it swings in roundabouts. I've just got to take it on the chin. I think I have. It's been hard. I think it's hard when you have to accept that someone is no longer part of your life. You know what? Obviously, regular listeners will know, you'll know that I sit next to the loos, and I've given the reasons as to why I sit next to the loos, because often I have my laptop with me and I'm worried about it getting nicked. I don't know what she's doing in there, but it's not good. She lives a couple of streets away. I don't understand people who live locally and still need to go to the loo. You know, ever since I had my third lot of rhinoplasty back in 2005, I've got this kind of spider tingly sensation thing. My nose just goes off when someone's doing something. I don't understand why she's dressed like this. Where is she going? Is she meeting a man? Shouldn't she go home first and clean herself up? You know what? I can't talk about this. I can't talk about this. I'm just a man having a coffee. I'm a man dying. Jeez.